as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
It is exactly 10 after 6. Good evening and welcome to it. This is Thursday Life with me, Godfrey Mwabi. And of course, we are together until 8 o'clock this evening. Thank you once again, Yuan, for that powerful, powerful program. It's called Spectrum. And thank you very much for keeping us company, of course, for blessing us as always this evening. And I pray that all be well with you and your loved ones, more especially your upcoming live broadcasts at that venue that you mentioned there. I hope that you enjoy every moment of it. He'll be doing his program live from that place there, down there in Cape Town. Thank you once again, Yuan Els, for that awesome, awesome program. It is 11 after 6 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. After a long time not speaking with him, I must say that I'm blessed to be speaking with him in a little while. That is none other than Bishop Helepi, and he's ready, waiting to give us some more information with regards to what has happened and what is happening. To me, it seems as if, you know, I'm left in the dark every time I don't speak with him. Like, it feels like maybe three weeks behind when it comes to the current affairs knowledge, the markets, news, economic news and stuff like that. So it looks like I'm in the dark as far as that is concerned. So if it was, if I had the powers to do that, I would ask him to, take us back to the last time we spoke with him. But unfortunately, it won't be news anymore. That would be old news anymore. So we just make sure that you get, to be updated with the current news so that you can know what is happening in and around you there. So he's with us on the line all the way from Western area. And let me just welcome him. Bishop, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Moruti, and a blessed Thursday evening to the Radio Pulpit listeners.
So many things have happened since you were gone. I missed the opportunity to talk with you about the parliament. Was that reshuffling of cabinet? Yeah, many who have lost and those who knew who have been brought in, and others who have been sort of recycled, so to speak. I so missed out on that one. And of course, with regard to, and many other things that came afterwards. But be that as it may, we are looking at what is happening in the world, in and around us at the moment. Starting with the South African Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Committee hiking rates by a total of 3.75, that is 375 basis points since November 2021. What should South Africans expect in the coming reviews this year?
Moruti, let us go back to what is happening right now. We have since seen that many countries in the world, as recently as today, all the central reserve banks have actually increased their repo rates, and as a result of the repo rates hikes, we also know that on the 30th of March, which is next week, South Africa is due for another repo rate, and on the 25th of May, 20th of July. So this year alone, we are looking at six different reviews of the repo rate. And if we look at the global economy, right now is in a very serious inflationary environment. And we have seen as well globally that economically, and most of the economists are of the view that to target runaway inflation must be targeted through the increase of interest rates. And therefore, South Africans should actually expect a rate increase in the new...
Rudy, in the new... It looks like you are breaking there. Can you hear me, Mrudi? Okay, it looks like I've lost him. Let me call him again. We're still with Mrudi Esilo. He'll be giving us the latest when it comes to the economic, the news, and the world news in general. Mrudi, welcome back. We lost you there.
Mrudi, I'm sorry for that. I don't know why we lost connectivity. Yes, I was saying, because, you know, all the major economies so far have already come out with the rate increases. So South Africans should expect a rate increase in the next week. You know, as you have rightly said, that, you know, we have seen about, 375 basis points, which is 3.75, and I'm looking at another 0.5 0.5 to bring it to 3.75%, or even more, you know, 100 basis points. But I think it's likely to be at about 50.50 basis points.
All right, and let's look at what is going to be the impact of consumers now that the cost of electricity will now be going up by 18.65% and 10% for low income households, as advised by the regulator.
Yeah, Moruti, I think one of the things that is very important that we need, because I know that people know that NERSA came out with a decision of an 18.5%. However, what has happened is that yesterday, the regulator then came up with a revised tariff increase on electricity, where the 18.65% remains and the 10% increase for low income households is then going to be implemented from the 1st of April. And the reason why NERSA or the regulator went to revise this was because 18.65% in the face of high inflation, in the face of increased rate hikes, was going to be very devastating on the poor and the middle class, which is why it has been revised to 18.65 and 10% on the low income families.
Yes. And one would say, Mrudi, this came at the very wrong time, because we have been experiencing load shedding like never before. So why do you increase when you should be decreasing the price of electricity? The other point that I want you to maybe clarify is for people to understand that this 6.5 increase, what does it translate to? I think for others to understand is, I used to buy, when I bought electricity for like maybe 100 rand electricity, I used to get around 80 units. But now 100 rand gives you way less than that. I think, is it what people can expect, that you'll be buying with the same amount but getting lesser and lesser electricity units?
Moruti, I think the amounts will still be the same, but the units will then go down by that percentage. Because once that is the case, that means the inflationary impact on the number of units that you will get per 100 rands will then, you know, begin to go down by about 18.65%. That's I think the back of a box work out, to try and work out and figure out what will the 18.65 impact be or the 10% impact be. That means for every 100 rands, if you had, 11 units out of every 100 rands, 10% means, 10% of those units will then go down. So instead of getting 11%, you'll be getting, 11 units you'll be getting, if it's a 10% of 11, it will be 1.1 units down.
All right, I think you made it clearer for us to understand, so that we shouldn't be shocked when we get to, Hundred rand they used to give me this much, but now what happened? At least now we know. What should we read in the recent geopolitical developments globally, where we saw China undertaking a state visit to Russia? What were the outcomes of this visit, and what is their impact on the world economy and global governance? You know, as I ask this, you these questions, Muruti, one word keep on ringing in my head, and that is a new world order. So it looks like it's happening right before our eyes.
Muruti, I think you are very right. The visit by President Xi Jinping to Moscow early this week, that visit, in actual fact, was meant to cement and bring closer the cooperation and collaboration between Russia and China, which are, some of the big global players, and China being the largest economy. So what is going to happen is that out of this, we're going to see China over. We know that technically it has already overtaken, the U.S. as the major economy in terms of size. But this will cement that the cooperation agreements that were signed between the two presidents, bring to an end or signal the end of the dominance of the petrodollar, because there's work that BRICS has been working on, and part and much of that work is really the area of establishing an alternative reserve currency to the American dollar. And this as well happens in the face of the ICC issuing an arrest warrant against President Vladimir Putin. And as a result of that, it's a precursor as well to the BRICS summit that is going to happen in South Africa. So there is a reorganization of the world order right now as we speak. And it happens as well, coincidentally, at the same time that the UN Security Council Working Group is looking at the issue and the issues that the AU is putting forward with regard to the reform of the UN Security Council. So those four things already begin to say world governance is beginning to change before our very eyes, and therefore the shifting world order, the shift is already happening, and therefore the new world order is already here. As I've said before, the war between Russia and Ukraine is actually a proxy war. I did indicate even in the past and said, the U.S. will not, or the West will not, let it go without a fight. And we're seeing that. Mm. We've seen that. We had North Korea last week, sadly coming out and saying they've got 800,000 volunteers to be able to fight the U.S. Unfortunate statement, but one statement such as those are made, it tells you that in actual fact, the rapture is already happening. It tells you that in actual fact, the new world order, we've seen that with the Gilda the end of the guilder. We've seen that with the end of the pound dominance and the British-led world economic, world order, and we're seeing that now with the emerging new world order. I don't think it has already, being cemented, but in the next couple of years, 3 to 5 years, we will begin. And also coming up out of the BRICS summit in August, we're going to see pronouncements that will begin to clarify the game plan as to where Africa and South Africa.
I'm going to have to hijack you there, Muruti, because I'm concerned about the fact that I might not see you again in the next few weeks. I would like you to maybe, before I can go to the point that I want, the question that I would like to ask is the fact that China will benefit a lot. I mean, if there is a nation that needs peace between Russia and Ukraine, is China, because of their plan to build, I think it's a railway line that will connect China and Europe. So China would say need a peaceful Europe more than any other nations. And also had the two presidents talking about the usage of yuan in their trade instead of the US dollar. But now I'm interested to find out with regard to what will the life of the Americans be like, because I mean obviously they benefited from the dollar being the reserve currency of the world. Now when that is no longer there, what will the picture be like to the Americans? I know that they're already complaining about the high inflations and stuff like that.
Muruti, I don't think that the dollar will die that easily. It has lasted since 1972. The petrodollar has lasted longer than its previous predecessors. I think what the kind of world order that that will emerge out of this is a multipolar world order. Right now, there's a unipolar world order, which is US-led, Western-led. It's likely to be multipolar, where the dollar and those that are aligned to the dollar, so the new alliances, geopolitical alliances, will be around that, where either your NATO countries will be your EU, will be your dollar market, and you will have your Africa, Russia, China, Brazil in the BRICS becoming a different pole, and Asia, the Asian tigers, emerging as another, which is why we're talking about the multipolar world versus a bipolar or a unipolar world as we have it right now.
Okay, Muruti, thank you very much for clarifying that. I hope you understood like that. But let's just close by looking at, during the previous show, Muruti, you said, I said that 2023 is going to be a tougher year and that the church must mobilize prayer for peace and stability in the world. Does the same volatility exist today, Muruti? And if after that, please give us the prayer points again so that the church can focus on.
All right, Muruti, and I think the same volatility, if not more, and it's been now heightened, and the church, I think, needs to wake up out of its slumber. The church needs to take its role and get on its knees, and the Bible is clear, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, I will come down and I will heal their land. And in this we mean God will heal our world. The prayer points, Muruti, the church needs to pray for one, regional peace. We need to pray for local peace, national peace. We need to pray for the peace of South Africa. We need to pray for stability. We need to pray for growth. We need to pray for the poor, because as these things happen, the poorest of the poorest are those that are mostly affected. And therefore, we must pray for peace in the world, peace in the region, peace on the continent, peace in the region, peace in our community. because the more the poor, the population of the poor increases, the more social ills such as crime increase, and therefore we need to pray, one, for peace, we need to pray, secondly, for stability, we need to pray for our economies as well, and lastly, we need to pray for wisdom, we need to pray for our leaders to be led by the Spirit of God and to be led by the Spirit of wisdom as we get into these turbulent times, Maruti.
Moruti, once again, Agitsi, Horanga Holeva Hajam, Marga Holevo Hamuruti, Koleva Homenahane Gaswana, for that information that you've just shared with us. At least we have a clue of what is happening. These things shouldn't take us by surprise, Moruti, but it's people like you that keep us posted on matters such as these. Thank you once again for your time. For those who would like to engage with you immediately after the show, or maybe during working hours, I don't know, between 4 and whatever. Yeah, during the day, Moruti, how can they get hold of you?
Moruti, they can get hold of me on this number, 083-229-5807.
It's 083-229-5807. Moruti, hi, Papa. Twi.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Hello, 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 Ki Remuruti Selo Helepi, giving us some latest news when it comes to the economic news, the geopolitical affairs of the world, and many other stories that he shares with us always when he's on this radio station at this time of the evening. And I hope that you now are aware of what is happening. And of course, he did share with us some prayer points there. So we don't just listen to this and be frightened, but we should know what the word says about the end times and where we stand as far as that is concerned. So the other point, the other thing that we should never ever stop doing is praying. We should pray and seek the face of the Father. The Holy Spirit will guide us in circumstances such as these. His number again is 083-229-5807. 083-229-5807. Immediately after this, we'll be listening to an interesting discussion with Sibongile Mofokeng, talking about the Rilo Phephethi Initiative. I think it's the first time ever that I heard radio station doing such an amazing thing. And it's about the what we talked about previously with the man behind this, that's none other than Given Masilela. So they will be telling us more about that. That is the Northwest University Radio Pulpit Entrepreneur Initiative.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.